Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today, it is hump day. It is Thursday, November 1st, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is my turn to talk. First day of November, guys. This year has gone by really, really fast. At least it has for me. Pretty soon, we'll be in 2024. Hey, Brina Brina, welcome, welcome. Number one today, girl, Frankie. Number two, Blunt Ninja, welcome, welcome. Number three, hope you guys are doing well. It's been a good morning for me so far. Busy, busy morning, but it's been good. I hope it has for everyone else as well. And as always, I have to say it, whatever platform you're listening, be it live or on the replay, thank you and welcome. Together here. Hey, Minnesota, welcome, welcome. Angel Bear, welcome. And Fair Use, welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, let's see. Okay. Sorry, I had to kind of get my thoughts together for a moment there. Taking inventory of your life and I was going to do something else today, but from yesterday's show, it got me to thinking about this. So, you know, do you guys ever, you know, just think about your life, you know, like where you've been, where you want to go, where you are now? And do you have someone to call if, hey, son, welcome. You know, do you have someone to call if? You know, and from yesterday's show, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday evening with all the things that we were talking about, you know, about what you would do for your children, what you wouldn't do, you know, whatever. But just for yourself, do you have someone to call? Is there someone that you can call if you're in an accident? If you die. Joe Tech, welcome. Hey Lou, welcome. You know, do you guys have someone that you can call? Because everyone doesn't. If you were to get arrested for murder, I had to say that, I'm sorry. Oh, you know, do you have someone that you can call? If you got really, really sick, you know, and the doctors are around you and they don't think that you're going to make it, is there someone that you can call? Is there anyone that you would want to call? Because when you think about it, there are a lot of people who don't have anyone to call, or even if they do have someone to call, they're hesitant in doing it for whatever reason. And if you did call that person, would they show up? And does your call list decrease as you get older? And I say that because, you know, are people dying or have you just lost touch? You know, if you were to tell someone to call a certain person and, you know, would they be surprised and say, well, why are you calling me? What am I supposed to do? You know, you have a lot of people who are in that situation. Son says he'll call. Larry H. Parker. Oh, Lord. TQ, TQ, TQ. Oh, boy. Oh, I'm all right for the most part. Thanks for asking. How about yourself? Okay, you all are saying hello to you. I call Brina. She's my ride or die. And Lou says, I probably wouldn't call anyone. Nobody needs more stress. But Lou, I mean, when you say no one needs more stress, so if you were in the hospital or you had an accident or you just were in a situation where you weren't able to call yourself, you wouldn't want someone there? I mean, is it stress that you're giving someone, or are you just asking them for help? Is asking someone for help or letting someone know that you're in a situation, is that causing them stress? And Brina says, my call list has definitely gotten smaller as I get older, but I think I'd be good in an emergency. So Brina, is your call list getting smaller because you've just lost touch with people? Or you are just not speaking to people anymore, your choice, or vice versa? Or are people dying off? I mean, why does your call list get smaller? Hey, Father Brian, welcome. And Blunt says, you can call me. I'll even wipe your computer history. Rita says, I don't think that stress is more like a favor. But even still, is it a favor? Is it a favor? If you call Blunt because something happened to you, are you asking it as a favor, or is it just FYI, I'm in trouble, I didn't have anyone else to call or whatever? And Lou says, I don't want to be a burden on anyone. And TQ agrees. I'd be feeling the same way, low key. Then Brian says, I think it's just losing touch for the most part. So I have two questions. Let's see. I'll take what Brina said first. Okay, so do you think that you'll regret losing touch with people 20 years from now? I'm not saying because you might need them as that call, but do you think 20 years down the road, when you look back at people that you've lost touch with now, do you think 20 years down the road, 10 years down the road, you'll say, I wish I had kept in touch with her or him? Blunt says, I wouldn't mind getting called by a friend or family member. I'll be glad to help if I'm able to. Okay. Blunt, just don't let them move in with you. Just don't let them move in with you. And Brina says, yeah, I can see that happening. Oh, boy. So let's see. And then going to the burden part. Again, I've said this before. When you say that you don't want to stress people out, and TQ says, you know, stay low key. Lou says he doesn't want to have any, you know, to be a burden on anyone. But So are you saying that you guys would be okay if you didn't have anyone in your life to call? I mean, what if it was an emergency and you live by yourself? Isn't there someone that you would pick up the phone and call? I mean, I know you can call not 911, but is there someone else that you can call? Because I always see, and I think it's sad that when you don't have anyone to call, like I said, when you die, you don't want people to know you're dead when they smell you. And again, that sounds harsh, you know, but hey, Dane, welcome. You know, that sounds harsh and what have you, but there are some people who, I mean, when they die, not only do they die alone, and I'm not talking about in a hospital, I'm talking about, you know, if they're by themselves, because for whatever reason, they didn't have anyone who would come check on them. They didn't have anyone who would stop by and, you know, that same friend that would come by every, you know, Tuesday and Thursday to play cards or whatever, you know, they don't have that person. So that person, you know, saw you on Tuesday and then Thursday they come by and you're not answering your door and they know, you know, that you should be home. That person is able to get someone to, you know, come break the door down, whatever, and possibly save you or possibly make sure that you don't stay there until the neighbors start to smell something. You know, so Ghostbusters to you. we don't call 911. Okay, what do you mean by we don't call 911, Lou? I don't, I did I miss something? Did I miss something? You know, because I mean, I don't know. I just again think that it's always sad for people to be by themselves. And I know some people are by themselves by choice, but I wonder when you get older, are you going to regret that? TQ says, be real. I've met complete strangers that would help me before some close friends would. Son, I know exactly. I know exactly what you mean because sometimes strangers are, yes, absolutely. That is very, very, very. You know, it is crazy. You know, it really is. You know, and even with family. You know, I can say that I'm closer to some of my friends than I am my own family. You know, some people feel, you know, that it's easier to talk to a stranger than it is to a friend. I mean, I don't know, but you know, I still think that it's sad that if you're at a point in your life, no matter how old you are, that there's no one that you can call, that you would feel comfortable in calling or knowing that if you called that person, maybe they'll help me, maybe they won't. I don't know. You know, and one thing that I do try to do is I try to and it's a lot of work, you know, and people, you know, I try to keep in touch with people. You know, some people you try to contact, keep in touch with, they don't call you back, you know, then you have to let those people go. You know, but for the most part, you know, I think that you should try to keep in contact with people. Not only if it's an emergency, but just, you know, I would like to be able to sit in my rocking chair one day, rocking back and forth, you know, with people that I know. I mean, yeah, you can rock back and forth with a stranger, but you know, you want to be able to tell those stories and laugh and just, you know, have people that who were there and will have your back. Let me see. Hold on. Let me kill Brina real quick. I don't know, son. I might have to turn you in. I might have to call the police. Told you, you don't want to kill anybody around me. Let's see. Blunt says, why? Oh, son. Now, I can't let you commit a murder. I can't let you do that. Well, actually, I mean, I can't not let you do anything. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but, you know. Blunt says, I think I have a small group of friends that if I needed something, I could count on them. At least I'd like to think I do. Brina says, wait. Where are we going? Wait, now, if you take a Brina to the Cheesecake Factory, son, I'm sorry. I am just going to Bogart my way. I am going to, so. You just said, TQ, you just said, and Dana, I did see your reply, but we not going to dish today. You said, hold on, let me... Oh, you said, let me call. I'm sorry. I thought you said kill. I am so sorry. No, you didn't. I take it back. Everybody who's listening to this or will listen to this, I take it back. He did not say kill. He said call. So. Oh, my sweet baby Jesus. I still got yesterday's show in my head. So, and Father Brian says, I can be an accessory to a phone call. Yes. You know what? Yes. Call. Okay. All right. Oh, boy. I'm so sorry, TQ. I'm so sorry. You have to remember, TQ does have his morals, y'all. He does have his morals. Okay, TQ, but can I say, I know I'm getting off topic here, but can I say, to an extent, your morals go to an extent? And again, going back to yesterday's show, have mercy. Mercy, mercy. You know... Oh, Lord. Okay. I will say this to you. I can be that person that you can call in an emergency. But if you kill somebody, I'm back on this kill thing. If you did kill somebody, make sure it's a self-defense thing before you call me. Because if you call me saying that you killed somebody and it wasn't self-defense, I may not want you to be that. I may not be that phone call that you want. So, I don't know, y'all. Oh, with my emergency system, you can use my bathroom. I said that you could. You can't do what Ace said. You can't cop a squat on my front lawn. Then you're gonna be picking it up, you know. But there's one that's outside, and no, it's not an outhouse. No, it's not an outhouse. But yes, you can. You know, you can, as long as you're not. You know, you cop a squat on my lawn, you're going to be picking it up. So, and like I said, I have three dogs, so I have those baggies. You love the comfort of a house restroom. Dang, DQ, how comfortable are you getting? I don't know. You may get a little bit too comfortable. I mean, is it comfortable? You like the comfort where, you know, you got to make sure that the windows work, that the windows can go up and down. Is that the type of comfort that you're talking about? Y'all funny today. Y'all funny. Oh boy. He might be trying to take it. You know what, Brina? Now see, that's true. Because when you go in, you take your shirt off and everything, you getting a little bit too comfortable. You getting a little too. Oh, TQ. We are so off topic here. We are so off topic. I know a couple of people that do that, Brina. I know a couple of people that do that. They get too comfortable. Oh, boy. TQ, I'm sure you have once in your lifetime, and I'm not talking about since you were a baby. I'm talking about once in your grown life, you have done that naked. My cousin did to hair. Wait. My cousin did to hair. He's standing on Oh, Lord, how did we get on this subject? How did we get on this subject? Oh, Lord, y'all just. Yeah. We went from murder to using the bathroom to being outside to the comfort of someone's home. I don't know, TQ. I think you're going to have to make sure that you do everything before you come over. Before you come over. So, I don't know. I don't know if I want that in my house. Oh, Lord, y'all funny. But like I said, TQ, in an emergency, you can call me. But now it's changed. If it's a bathroom emergency, I don't know. You better need to get some Depends and put them in your trunk or something, you know, because I don't know. I'm just saying that I exactly, Lou, when you got that situation, exactly. You need to come prepared. Oh, nobody said diapers. I said it depends. But you know what, though? I mean, so, yeah, you need to, you know, like your mother and father used to say, go before you leave the house. So, yeah, go before you leave the house. And that way you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about anything. You will be taken care of. Oh, Lord, have mercy. What do you mean that's what aunties are for? Oh, no. We're that to give you that hug, you know, and that occasional pep talk. We're not there so you can come, you know, do your business in their bathroom. No. Oh, TQ, in times like that, you're going to have to save yourself. You're going to have to save yourself. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Okay, y'all. So I am going to ask this since we are on this topic here. And I know some of y'all going to lie. But trying to figure out how I'm going to put this. Have any of you okay, but like this. How many people have to wait to do a certain, well, you know what? Never mind. I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to go there. That pause had me down. I was trying to figure out how I was going to say it. I was just trying to figure out how I was going to say it, but you know, it's kind of a two-part question. All right. Even though this isn't Thursday and this isn't open bar, and the whole topic has totally changed. Two-part question. So, how many people cannot do a certain thing in the bathroom unless they're at home? How many people can only use the bathroom when they're at home? Okay, so are you saying that you absolutely just, you will hold it where you can make your stomach hurt and be uncomfortable? And well, you know what, TQ, you just answered the question in the affirmative. I mean, what Rita said. Oh Lord, 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 Lord. Oh Lord. Oh. What if it's an emergency? What if it's an emergency? Okay, so it's a hurricane. All right, it's a superstorm. Sandy is coming back through a second time. Okay, you're not at home. You all are stuck, and you cannot get home for days. You're going to tell me that you won't do anything for days? Okay, Lou says, I'm on the road 10 to 12 hours a day. That would be impossible. Hey, son, it could be. If that's how you want to interpret it, if that's what you mean by that, it absolutely could. But Brita, okay, y'all. Sometimes... See, y'all making me get graphic here. Yes, I'm saying y'all making me. Okay. Sometimes you cannot hold that. Sometimes it has to come. So, okay, Father Brian. Hey, okay. All right, you do it where it needs to be done. Oh Lord. You know, TQ, have you ever heard about that thing called flush and double flush? Lou, I hope not. That's the wrong type of a fertilizer blunt. Wrong type. Wait. So you're going to disrespect, you don't want to disrespect the office, but you're going to disrespect everybody while they're eating, Brina? Really? Really? So you can disrespect everyone while they're eating, but not the office? Oh Lord! Yes, you need to. You need to. That flushing is important. Oh. Dang! So you know somebody's in there trying to have their little Happy Meal or their Big Mac, whatever, and all of a sudden. You won't. We gotta smell it. Oh no! See, y'all totally ruined my $1.50 hamburger. Oh, thank you, Father Brian. Thank you. Lawn darting someone is not in my purview. Oh. Oh, you guys! I'm just reading these comments. You guys are seriously cracking me up here. Oh Lord! Oh, gross, Lou. That is gross. That is gross. That's what you do when you have an In-N-Out burger. That's what you do when you have an In-N-Out burger. Oh Lord, 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 y'all. It is mercy, mercy, TQ. It is mercy, mercy, definitely. Oh Lord. Oh. Y'all, I'm so off topic. You don't need to be sorry. You don't need to be sorry. Oh. Lou, you definitely don't want them when they're supposedly fresh. You definitely don't want them after they've been sent to you and they're 24 or 48 hours old or however. They are in and they are out. Well, yes. So, okay. So Father Brian, are you going to, for that personal inventory, are you going to call somebody while you're having one? Do you need to call somebody? Yes, TQ, they are in and out. Oh, so you're one of those people. You're one of those people who you're on the phone while you're there. Okay. You are one of those people. I hope you have your mute button on. TQ, spread. You have to use that word, spread. You spread the love, really. You need to spread it. Spread. Y'all. What we gonna do with y'all? What we gonna do? Oh, Lord. Let me see something for a moment. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. I was uploading a song. All right. Okay. Yes, I do. During necessary portions of the incident. Now, so now it's an incident, Father Brian? It's an incident? Are we taking a police report? And you only mute during necessary portions? See, wait, TQ, wait, what? It's about you guys. Oh, Lord, aren't they all? Okay, so that's when you, okay. All right. Okay. So my question is this, and this is where it's going to get gross. Okay. The fact that you have your phone and you're touching your phone the whole time you're having your incident, you're touching your phone. That's just gross. Because of course, you know, they say that your phone is one of the dirtiest things. And yes, I am one of those people who I wipe my phone down several times a day. Because yes, I am a germaphobe. But Father Brian, I mean, you're touching your phone during all that. I'm sorry. There is a shower on the outside. Okay, but your phone still has to be within range. it's too late, son. You have already, it is too late. Okay, so my question is this then. Does that include when you're not at home, Father Brian? That you leave it on the sink? Because that's gross too. No, Brina, right? Hello. I mean, we're here now. Well, I mean, Father Brian, I mean, don't you think that it sort of is? You never do the incident in public areas. You never use your phone in when you're in a public area. We need deep though. Yes, I am all off topic. Oh. And then Brenda has to use this pun. We committed to this shit. Oh, Stephen Taco Bell sounds good right now. Oh, Lord. Oh, thank you. See, now you want some serious in and out, even though Taco Bell is trying to redeem themselves. They are still Taco Bell and their meat is still questionable. Never use the phone. Okay. Oh, Brenda, you always love the pivots. You always love the pivots. Oh, Lord. The other stalls. Oh, Lord. See, Father Brian, you just had me asking another question, but I'm not going to ask it. Now, son, are you serious? Really? Yeah, Jesus does need to help you. Excuse me. Jesus does need to help you. Anybody who watches the replay back on this on YouTube, and I'm not reading all of the comments. I'm sorry if y'all don't know everything that's going on. Dead serious, TQ? Serious? That's got to be a serious comfort level for the person on the other end, right? But don't call your auntie, because your auntie will get no comfort in that at all. At all. Maybe you and Father Brian can have a can chat each other up. I don't know. Excuse me. Wait, it's up to you guys to stay on the phone or not? No, can you say I have to call you back? Can I call you back in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, however long? Can you not say I have to call you back? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. See.
Oh, sookie.
See, I wasn't sure if you were at work or not, but no. Son, you're going to have to explain the video thing.
Elaborate? You want me to elaborate?
Yes, elaborate.
Me, I don't care. I'm comfortable in my own skin, I guess. I don't, it doesn't bother me.
But why can't you just say, I'll call you back, and just out of consideration of the person on the other end?
Well, that's considerate, because I'm thinking about you at my most precious and private time. I think that's considerate. You have to look at it from the other side of the shoe, you know? But yeah, I've been held hour-long conversations, you know, where your knees hurt and the blood rushes back down. That those type of conversations, you get deep. No pun intended.
You're in there that long?
Yeah, sometimes I just go with the conversation. You're sitting down at that point. It's not even doing a deed no more. You guys, am I wrong? Am I wrong? You guys make me feel like I'm doing something wrong.
No, I'm just saying that for me, whether I'm not doing the incident. Now, see, Father Brian had me calling it the incident. Whether I'm not doing the incident or not, it's like, I'll call you back in 5 minutes or something like that. Or can I call you back? Or, I mean, okay. So TQ, are you, before cell phones came along and there were just landline phones, would you have taken a landline phone into the bathroom with you?
Oh, my God. You brought me back horrible memories. My grandma, rest in peace, used to do that. And she used to smoke a cigarette on the toilet with the door open and flick the ashes in the toilet. I used to be like, what the fuck? She's talented, bro. She is talented.
Haven't we all? No, Father Bryant, we haven't. Are we talking about taking the landline into the bathroom, or are you talking about the hour long?
What is this landline you guys speak of? I don't think I'm old enough to remember that.
Tiki, you know what a landline is. You are old enough to know what a landline is.
Oh my God.
Your children may not know what a landline is, but you're old enough to know what a landline is. So would you take a landline? If you didn't have a cell phone, would you take a landline into the bathroom with you?
See, I came around. See, I was around when landlines were around, but then when I started growing up to use a phone, we had cordless phones. So yeah, basically the same thing.
Yeah, Lou, that long ass cord. Yep. Long ass cord that go through the entire house. Yeah, so you would still take the okay, so I guess cordless is, I guess it was on its way to a cell phone. So I guess the answer is yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not shy.
I'm not talking about you. I'm more concerned about the person who's on the other end.
Phones don't have noses, auntie. It's all right.
No, but you can hear. And can I tell y'all something? One thing that I absolutely cannot stand. I absolutely cannot stand. Hearing somebody pee, I cannot stand it. I cannot stand it. That just, it's just.
That's usually when I call people, though, Lou. Like, when I'm kind of drunk and I'm meditating, let's just say that. When I'm meditating and I'm thinking about you right then and there, you should feel special and honored that I'm calling you at that moment in time. Not what I'm doing, it's about the time I called you at.
Okay, so TQ, can I tell you something? You don't have make me feel good or anything. You don't have to call me during that time. I'm good. You don't have to make me feel special or anything. I am good. You can make me feel as unspecial as you want, as long as you don't call me during your time of need, so to speak.
Auntie, don't say it like that, because at the end of the day, it hurts me more than it's going to hurt you. Don't say it like that.
Oh, Lord. But can I just tell you, but see, that's a part of my life that I don't need the inventory of. So when I look back at my life, I don't want that part to have the inventory where I was talking to TQ while he was
meditating.
Taking care of business while he was meditating, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should be honored. You're part of the Zen moment.
I don't want to be part of your Zen moment.
Okay, woosah.
I don't want to be part of the. I don't. Hey, power girl. I don't want to be part of your Zen moment. Just you know what, you and Father Brian and Brina, and y'all can.
I wish Crazy was in here right now, because I would be like, you know what, sister, I got a confession to make to you. Oh, right, Lord. Now. Several times.
Oh, Lord.
I said Lord. That. Not tell her I
Lord,
said that.
Lord, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hold on for a second.
About this inventory you speak of, auntie, I'm curious.
Go ahead.
No, I'm curious about the inventory you were going to speak of before we started talking about our inventory.
No, I mean, are you really trying to get me back on topic?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know, like, do you ever just look at your life and, you know, are you, you know, happy with the way your life is, that if it was an emergency or something were to happen, that you would have somebody to call? Because like I said, everybody doesn't have any somebody to call. There are people who were just sitting at home just by themselves, lonely. You know, and if something were to happen, if they were to get into a car accident and, you know, they get to the ER and the doctor saying, is there somebody we can call? And it's like, they don't have anybody.
Oh, man.
So that's what I meant when I said, you know, you ever look back at your life or look at where your life is going? If you don't have children, you know, you have nieces or nephews. You know, do you have anybody? Do you have anyone that you can call? You know, and I say that because I think I mentioned this before, that one of my aunts, I think she's been gone probably about 10 years now. She was by herself. I mean, she was, you know, she liked being by herself. She didn't care to be around a lot of people. And when she died, the neighbor smelled her.
Oh, wow.
You know, and she was, she was in her kitchen, and that's where they found her. She had been gone, they estimated, for at least five days. Oh, wow. But when they went to see what had happened to her, it was something that she could have been saved. So this is why I'm saying, you know, do you have someone who, if you're by yourself, that will come by and they'll check on you and say, hey, you know, TQ, just want to make sure, you know, everything's fine, you know, or you have that friend that comes by three times a week, and he comes by that third day and you're not answering the door, and he knows that you're, you know, your car's in the driveway or whatever. And, you know, you have someone who's going to knock on the door and see that you're okay. So when I say take inventory, are you just looking at your life and the people that you have around you, knowing that you will have somebody to call?
I think I'm more of that friend that does it to everybody. I don't really see it being done for me. Not that I don't notice it, I guess, now that you're saying it. But I do that to about four people out here. I'll drive by their house because I don't stay in Compton no more. So when I do drive through there, I'm like, oh, let me go see what they up to. And I see their car in the driveway or whatnot, and I'll stop by for a minute just to say, hey, what's up? How you doing? How you living? How's the kids? All that extra. And then I'm on my way. But I don't see it being done for me.
So you don't think that if someone did not hear from you after a certain amount of time, that someone would not come by your house to check to see if everything was okay?
Well, see, about that, because she stays in New Jersey, so I don't think she could just drive.
Okay. But I'm saying, but no one, you know, your next door neighbors or no one else?
See, we don't live in those times no more. That's what sucks. You know how you grow up in the neighborhood and the neighbors were able to whoop you and be like, oh, I'm going to tell your mom that I whooped you too. And you know how
right. That's
the old saying, it takes a village to raise a kid. We don't stay in those times no more. Like, you know, or you just have to grow up in that neighborhood for a certain amount of years to feel like that. But we don't stay in those times no more. Because I remember in the 3-block radius where I used to stay, everybody knew me. I was, let's just say I was a real curious kid at that age. And yeah, everybody knew me. That's why I'm telling you guys that.
I mean, TQ, I mean, no, but you are right, because whenever I go back to Chicago, I still visit and talk to people that I grew up with, that I've known since I was little. And, you know, when I'm sitting on the porch of our house, and if my sister and I are together, we always do this every single time. We'll look across the street and we'll start from left to right, and we will name every single family who was in that house. They will come on our side of the street and we'll name every single family and their kids. You know, I mean, we knew who everyone was, you know, and you go around the block and you knew who these people were, whatever. But is that because, you know, and if something were to happen, like you said, I'm going to call your mother and she's going to whoop you after I whoop you. So you got in trouble a lot of times before you even got back to your house. Seriously. You know, so is that because, and even now on my block, I know who people are. I mean, when people move in, I'm going across the street, whatever, I'm introducing myself, because number one, I want to know who the hell's moving in, you know, and at the same time, it's like, you know, you need to, you know, you need to know who people are. So, hey, Ace, hey, Shorty. So do you think that that's just because we are living in a time where nobody wants to get to know each other? Nobody wants to say, hey, you know, my name is, how are you? Crazy's in the house, TQ.
That's my sister right there.
Uh-huh. So you want to...
We were talking about.
No, I'll see. Tell her. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
We're off that subject, though, so please proceed.
No! Wait, no! No. Remember, Brina likes pivots. Hey, Ace. I have something to tell you about Monday's show. Brina said she likes those pivots, so let's pivot on back.
You see, she already knew.
But how does she know? How does she know?
She already knew. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. How would they know?
I don't know. How would she know? But tell her.
No, sister. I'll tell her. I'll tell her.
Right? Tell her what I'll we were talking her. About and then tell her what you said.
Sister, I told them because we were on the topic. Oh, because I told them, oh yeah, you know, I shit, you know, like I don't know how I want to say this, but I told them that yeah, I've been on the phone with you talking damn near for hours while I was using the restroom, and I was like, oh, I wish Crazy was in here to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
She don't want to know. But that's my sister, though, so it don't matter.
Wait, sister, brother, does that mean it don't matter if it's your sister, brother, whether you who you're talking to now?
My, to you?
So it doesn't
mean... hear you because it was breaking out. I couldn't even hear you. I'm sorry.
No, I said, so does it matter if it's a brother, sister, mother, father, on whether or not you it's okay to do that while you're on the phone?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. You mean to tell me you never walked in behind one of your siblings after and it was like, oh, fuck, what was you eating? We was eating the same thing. And I mean,
yeah. And it's like, you know, dang, you know, it's usually like, can you please flush? You know, and I'm not going to go right in there after. It's like it has to air out. But, you know, crazy. Man. I don't care. But do not tell me. Oh, Lord. Lord.
Let's just say, sister, you've been with me in very intimate moments.
Oh, thank you, son. I don't know what I'm saying about you. I just don't know. No and way. Ace, I just want to tell you that you two took my Monday showdown from Monday because I played Nasty Girl. Someone claimed the copyright, so Nasty Girl was taken out, was taken down, or my show was taken down. But y'all can listen to it. Yeah. Yep.
No way.
Yep. It says a copyright owner using Content ID has claimed some material in your video. As a result, your video has been blocked and can no longer be played on YouTube. This is not a copyright strike. This does not affect your status. Has the title of my video, and the copyrighted content is Nasty Girl, claimed by WMG.
Whoa.
So if I want to appeal it, I can, or I have to go and edit that part out, and I can repost it. But, so.
Dance.
So, yeah. They have bots. So, I mean, and I thought it was only thing I don't like about the fact, you know, aside from the copyright thing, I thought it was a good show. YouTube still did someone before said they don't think you have the right. Some bots look for that. You're not supposed to, but it all depends on a lot of copyright claims. Are only good for, I think is 40 years, either 40 years or 60 years. But I get copyright claims all the time, but there's never been anything like this. It's usually that I can't play it in certain places like Russia or something, they've blocked it. So, but anyway, so yeah. But TQ, the song that I'm going to play today is dedicated to you. Dedicated to you and your morals.
Oh, thank you.
Dedicated to you and your morals. So y'all, don't forget, tomorrow I am doing the show on Discord. So I'm gonna try to do it. So if you all want to join the video thing or whatever, I'm gonna do it on Discord and see how that goes. Yeah, Brina, because we were pivoting and talking about people and their incidents and where you like to sit and how long you like to sit.
All I know is I'm going to take a page out of Ace book so I could mark it off the bucket list. Right on the lawn. Right crazy, on the lawn.
Crazy said that. I'm glad I missed that. All I can say, TQ, is don't do it on my lawn.
Oh no, you got restrooms outside for that.
Well, I mean that's what I told Ace, but you know, she, you know, I mean, you know. I don't know. Ace wasn't hearing it. So I told her I'd give her a bag that she had to use to clean it up. That's all I said. You know? And you do something else, you know, that requires washing it down, make sure you get the hose and wash it down.
Wash it down. Yeah.
So, you know, that well, stuff is a lawn killer.
Yeah.
So that's why I just, you know, just use the bathroom and, you know, like everybody else. And if you have an incident, like Father Brian says, please wait till you're away from my house.
If you have an issue, here's a tissue. That's what your greeting should be.
You have an issue, here's a tissue.
Mm-hmm.
See, now something else just popped into my head, TQ.
Uh-oh.
And since you're the only male up here, so do you use tissues for everything?
I'm more of a wipey type of guy, if you must know.
Crazy. And Shorty's like, Okay, but you're not supposed to flush those. Those will back up your toilet.
Oh, you see, that's why you buy flushable wipes.
Okay, so are you a wipey guy with everything?
Yes, I have to be.
Okay, so you're not a shake it and it goes everywhere guy.
Oh, nah, none of that. Nope, no ma'am. You see, yeah. I had health education, so we experimented in class, and that's why I'm like this today.
Wait, you experimented in class? You want to clarify that?
Yes, I mean, I have to. I guess
that's what I said, yes, crazy. Ma'am. That's what I said. So what? Everybody gathered around while you experimented?
Oh my god!
That's what you just said. Did he not say he experimented?
Yeah, I did, but you guys took it the wrong way. You guys took it the wrong way. In science class, the teacher gave us little chocolate bars and told us to rub it in our hands. And she gave us a wet wipe and regular tissue. So she told us to take the tissue and wipe our hands. Just one swipe, basically, you know, yeah. So just wipe it. And she goes, look at the tissue, look at your hand. And we go, all right, yeah. She goes, still chocolate on your hand, right? And we goes, yeah. She goes, well, that's how your butt looks if you don't wipe without that wipe. She goes, now take the wipey and wipe your hand. And whoop, yeah, obviously. So that's why I'm like this today.
Well, crazy is now traumatized.
Well, she should be. No pun intended. I put her through some shit myself. I love you, sister.
Oh, Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. TQ, I just don't know what I'm going to do with you. Just don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, so Ace, are you, more, does this show have you more traumatized, or does Monday's song have you more traumatized? You guys can wipe your phone. And Crazy loves you. Of course she does. She loves you. All right, y'all. So tomorrow, same time, different bat station. I'm going to be on Discord. I'm going to test it out after I get off this to see how it works. If you all see me pop up or whatever, I'm just testing it because I've never done it before. And no problem to you. That's it. Oh, and I will be doing open bar on Friday. So, all right, so this song goes out to TQ because he has morals. He has his morals to an extent, as he says. Yes, tomorrow is Discord. Tomorrow is Discord. I think most of you all are on my Discord, but if not, it's just Solid Blue Sister. Very simple. So here we go.
Skies go, poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be lost, oil wasted on the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are the lights. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from men? Can't you stand?
Well, that ended abruptly, you guys. All right, y'all. So tomorrow is on Discord, and I'll see everybody tomorrow. Everybody, thanks for coming, and TQ, thanks for popping on the panel. So, Oh, Power Girl, you don't want to know what the show was about. It was about some of everything. We were jumping around. So, all right, guys, I will see you tomorrow on Discord. Bye. Have a good day.